Hello, and welcome to the Way Family Podcast. My name is Zach. My wife is sitting here with me.
Hey.
Right in between her hair dyeing session.
Okay.
And we're actually just laying on our bed because last week we tried to record in the family room with the dog and it was a disaster.
Yeah, we were very frustrated and grumpy about everything.
Yeah, it was not an enjoyable thing, and actually I was so frustrated that we ended up just not even posting that episode.
We recorded a whole hour long episode and then we were both like, that's dumb.
Sucked.
We complained the whole time and we were super grumpy and annoyed.
Yeah.
So we just didn't do it. That's why we didn't have an episode last week. So sorry.
And we are switching the day that we release the podcasts. It's normally going to be... What are you pointing at?
Sorry, I'm just making sure it's going because that bar is not showing anything.
Why don't you put your headphones on? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm listening for Fern.
Sorry. Yes, we are recording, as a matter of fact.
Okay, hon, it's not out of line for me to ask that. How many times have we recorded the whole intro and it wasn't recording?
At least a dozen times.
Yes. And six in the last six episodes. So anyways, yes, carrying on.
Well, so here we are. It is almost the end of January. The first month of 2019 is almost over. And let's see, what's happening in February?
Oh, are you asking me? Oh, I thought you were thinking out loud. We're going to Kauai without our kids.
Without our kids.
We're leaving in 2 days.
Yeah, so we leave on February 1st to go to Kauai, and we are very excited. This is for our 5-year anniversary. And
I've never been to any of the Hawaiian islands ever. I've never been to a tropical island or anything tropical. Well, I've been to Mexico and I've been to Honduras, but I did not go to the tropical parts. So I'm really excited. I'm just excited.
I surprised her. I think we already talked about this.
But yeah,
we did. I got everything. And we're using the app Rover.
Oh, yes. For someone to watch our dog. If you haven't heard of Rover and you have pets, you should check it out. I was very wary of it because it reminds me of Tinder or something, but for pets, I don't know. But basically you can find pet sitters or dog walkers or stuff like that. And the people that are on there have to get background checked, and it's they have reviews. So if they didn't do a good job, it'll show in their reviews. And so you choose someone that's in your area, and they have the rate on there. And yeah, it's really cool. And it's only going to be $25 a day while we're gone, which I know is probably cheaper than bringing him to a kennel or something. And because Zach's parents are watching our kids, and I didn't want them to have to also watch our puppy because I know that our children...
Because they have a puppy also. Well, my sister.
They have a puppy at their house. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I really recommend that app. But yeah, anyways, we leave in a couple days, and yeah, I'm so excited. We're not going to do any work. We're not going to think about work. We're going to relax and we're going to eat good food and we're going to see pretty things, and
we're gonna do
lay on the beach,
paddleboarding and kayaking,
yeah,
and riding bikes.
And we're gonna do a helicopter tour.
There's a a farmer's market real close to where we are, and our Airbnb has bikes and stand-up paddleboards and kayaks.
Yeah, so we're very excited. If you have any good, I've gotten a lot of recommendations already, but if you have any good food recommendations on Kauai, we would love to hear them. So,
yeah.
So that's happening in a couple of days. So there won't be an episode next week because we'll be gone.
That is correct.
But yeah, that's a big thing that's happening in February. And it's right before Valentine's Day too. It's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Did you get all the lint off your pants?
No.
All right.
Because it's dog fur.
You stop talking.
I don't. Look it. I'm still going. I think that Charlie is losing his puppy coat of hair because there's dog hair all over my freaking yoga pants, and yoga pants suck up dog hair like tape. It's like I'm wearing tape pants and just rolling around in hair. It's terrible. But anyways, no, I am not done picking the hair off of my...
All right, well, just remember to keep talking.
Okay. Shut up.
so enthralled in your lint-finding mission.
It is kind of exciting. Okay.
Well, that's what you have to look forward to when you turn 28.
Oh, that's not nice.
Okay, well, today we're going to be talking about Sabbath. We actually had talked about this last week, and it was so terrible. We were like, yeah.
Well, it was because we were recording on Sunday, and we had semi-attempted to have a Sabbath rest day, and we were not intentional about any part of it, and it was just terrible, and our kids were super naughty, and our dog was super frustrating, and like, we were just in bad moods. So
yeah,
we are going to talk about the Sabbath again, because we had another one, I mean, this past Sunday, and it was actually pretty good. Like, I think it went as good as parents with two kids and a puppy can hope for.
Yeah.
So,
which is surprising for our first time, like, ever really
first official
trying.
Time. Yeah. Yeah.
We basically got to a point where we have so much going on, and we're frustrated with each other and frustrated with the kids and stressed about work and bills and everything that's going on, that we needed a break, and we were not being very intentional with our break, and our house and our schedules were not very calm and peaceful and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the beginning of the year, we set some goals in each of the 10 categories. Hannah's still working on some of hers.
Well, I don't have one in every of the 10 categories, but I have the ones that I want.
Yeah.
That I want.
And we started minimizing the house, and I've been reading and listening to a lot of books on minimalism and simplicity and things like that, just because I'm into that. And Hannah and I are reading a book by Joshua Becker called Minimalist Home, and he talks a lot about the purpose of your home, the purpose of your bedroom, the purpose of your living room, your dining room, and figuring out like how you want to organize your life to fit whatever you say that the purpose of it is.
And what's important to you.
Yeah. And so kind of creating a plan around that. And simplicity is not really focused on cutting out everything that you love and everything that's good. It's about focusing more on and planning more for the things that you actually love. And so in reading some of those books and listening to podcasts and things like that, I got back to this book that I have probably read 3 or 4 times. It's called The Freedom of Simplicity The Freedom of Simplicity by Richard Foster. And that's kind of a sequel to his book, Celebration of Disciplines, which he goes over simplicity, fasting, prayer, meditation, generosity, celebration, silence, solitude, all of these different disciplines. One of them is Sabbath. And we had never practiced that before. I mean, we're like sometimes like, okay, like it's Sunday, like let's eat out so we don't have to clean up. But that was like the extent of it. Or like
let's take a nap when our kids take a nap, which I still did on our actual Sabbath, but there was nothing intentional about it.
So we decided that we want to start implementing this in our family right now, and kind of make that a regular rhythm or ritual or habit or whatever word you want to use. Because I was just listening to a podcast last week, and there's a quote from it. It was, the habits that are a part of your life and the habits that you're acting on right now define the outcome of your life. So the habits that you are engaging in right now define the outcome of your life, which is like, yeah, that's a simple thing. Like, obviously, if you have bad habits, it's going to be bad. If you have good habits, it's going to be good. But it made me think a lot about our kind of rhythms and our habits as a family and what we are setting ourselves up for in the future. And we're just tired.
Well, yeah, and we kind of realized that we're just always doing stuff. And I mean, that sounds so like vague, but we're always either working or like doing stuff around the house or running errands or something. And so we were doing that like literally every day of the week, something where if we would just plan a little bit better, we could have it all done by Saturday and like get our chores around the house done on Saturday and have like that be the expectation. Like we can run errands on Saturday if we need to. We can get all our chores that we need to get done on Saturday. And then on Sunday, then we don't have to do those things, because otherwise it's just like a lot spread out over every single day, when then it just doesn't seem like any day is really restful at all. It's just like, well, I don't know. So we made it like we don't do chores on Sunday. We don't like cook a big meal or anything like that. Like we try to have leftovers or like something really easy for the kids and stuff for lunch and dinner.
We'll still get Firestone.
Yeah.
Because that's the best.
Yeah. But we also like just want to, obviously we want to relax and stuff, but we also want to enjoy each other and like just enjoy the day. So we were trying to focus on that too. I think with like our first official one last week, it was, we just didn't have any expectations, like very, very low expectations. And I think that's why it went well, because we didn't really do anything. Well, we walked to the park. Wait, no, that was Saturday. Well, either way, we didn't really do anything exceptionally fun or anything like that. We were just here and just hanging out with our kids. But it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't as crazy as the normal week is, because we weren't really focused on, I need to get this done and my kids are stopping me from getting this done, or, you know, which is, that happens a lot during the week. So
yeah, it was a lot easier to be present.
Yeah. And
I think the word that I'm thinking of is margin. It just gave us like that little kind of in between period to decompress.
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like we did anything, which I think that's a really Western way of thinking, because we define our days kind of based on what we do. I'm very guilty of doing that.
Yes. What you get done. That's how you define your day.
Yeah. When you ask me how my day went, what's my typical answer?
I didn't get anything done. Or I didn't get this thing done that I wanted to get done. And then it like ruins your whole day that you didn't get that thing done.
Right.
But it's like, obviously you were at work all day long. You obviously did some work. You got some things done. You just didn't completely finish whatever project it was you wanted to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like your mindset though.
And so to have a day where you don't do anything, that seems very counterintuitive and very counter...
Not counterintuitive, countercultural, I would say.
Well...
Counterintuitive means like you're going against yourself.
Right, but don't... I mean, for me, for my personality, want to be doing something. I have a to-do list at any given time.
Yes, I know. And that is like kind of stressful for me. Well, I don't think like that. That's not the way that I think. But like if we're here and you're working on things, it like no matter what I'm doing, I feel like I also have to be working on things. And it's stressful because like if you're here on like when the kids are about to nap and I want to have that time to just relax and recharge for the hour that I get and eat my lunch. And then you're like going around the house, like doing all this stuff and maybe not angry cleaning, but like frustrated cleaning, or, you know, just whatever.
Frantic cleaning.
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
I only have so much time.
Yeah. And then that makes me feel like, okay, now I need to use my precious nap time, my only time alone of the day, to like also be frantic cleaning with you. And that's like not helpful to me at all. So then that's how it was on the weekends too. It would be like, when the kids would go down for nap, I would want to read or just relax, and Zach would just be like doing stuff. And then I'm like, I want to have a little bit of relaxing on the weekend. Like, so sue me. And it was just really hard to do that. And I know it's hard for you to also turn that off and like be like, no, I'm not going to do the things that I think that I need to do right now. So I know it's hard for you too, but I mean,
yeah,
it
so
just
that's why
rubs off.
Like going into the week, we're like, okay, Sunday, we're not doing anything. So we have to kind of prepare ourselves mentally to...
So we get as much as we can get done on Saturday.
Right. So like, I had a list of things to do on Saturday. And then we kind of like Saturday evening stopped. And began like... resting and enjoying, which I think maybe it'd be a good definition. How do you define Sabbath?
I don't know. Probably the way that you just defined it.
Rest and enjoyment?
Yeah.
I think that Sabbath is like a... it's a weird thing for a lot of people, because it seems like... for non-Christians, it seems like, oh, that's like a weird, like religious thing. Like you can't break bread or like walk a certain amount of miles or, you know, whatever. But then even for Christians, it's like a weird thing where it's like, oh, that's not really something that like we practice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really something that we need. And it seems like legalistic, but I don't think that the Sabbath is legalistic. And
well,
I think
it
that
can
the,
be, but
the
it doesn't
implementation
have to be.
Of it can be, right?
I think there are people probably that do make it legalistic, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And because like you can, to a certain extent, like if you're doing this as a spiritual discipline, spiritual practice, whatever you want to call it, you still do have room to like make it your own, you know, like mm-hmm. you don't have to be legalistic about it. You still have that room. So I think that that's helpful and good. And it took me a little while to get the hang of it, because I was like texting Zach. I was like, can I like FaceTime my sister on the Sabbath? Or like, I just was kind of trying to get a gauge for like your expectations of it. Like it's only family time that day or
yeah,
what? But I also just didn't really know. Like, I don't know. I just knew that I didn't want to have to make a meal and clean up and do like the dishes after the meal. I was like, that's my thing that I don't want to do on the Sabbath. So,
well, I think back to when God created the world and he worked for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he did two things. Number one, he didn't work. He rested. And number two, he marveled and rejoiced in and enjoyed his creation, and he sat back and he said, this is good. And that's what I kind of want for our practice of the Sabbath to be, is like we stop work, we calm down, and then we kind of settle in to the things that are really important to us and enjoy them. And just like, I want at the end of Sabbath for us to be able to say, like, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. That is what my purpose of it is.
I kind of just, I mean, I think that's a good purpose. I think that we just also need to, like I said before, keep our expectations low because of the season that we're in,
mm-hmm.
because we have little kids, and like it's not like we can do what we would really love to just do, you know, if we were just on our own, like read all day or I don't know, whatever we would want to do. So that is a big thing, I think, too, for people with younger kids. And there's like this book thing that we read on the episode we recorded last week, but I don't have it right now. Basically, it was saying like, like for whatever season of life you're in, like you can alter this to like be what you need it to be. Like obviously it might not be entirely restful when you have little kids, just because life isn't restful when you have little kids, you know, but there's still good things that you can do. Like as a family, you can enjoy your kids. You can be present with your kids. You don't have a to-do list. You don't have to like be distracted from other stuff by your kids and then get frustrated and whatever. Like you guys, like the family can just spend time together, which that was another reason why we wanted to do this too, was because it was kind of like, you know, we were just doing different projects on the weekend and we weren't spending a ton of quality time together. So that's another reason we wanted to do it. But also, yeah, like keeping our expectations low for the, at least for the resting part. But I mean, even if we do get good quality time together, that in itself is restful for me. Like if we're not frustrated at each other, if we're just having a good time and not like trying to accomplish big tasks or whatever, that in itself is just good enough for me. So,
yeah. And I think that it's also setting a good example for our kids, like for Forrest. Like I told him, like, hey buddy, we're gonna start doing this and this is why we're doing it, and
Sabbath
for rest and enjoyment.
Well, he just says we're gonna rest and enjoy.
Which is like, I think that that's so cool for him to, I mean, we want to continue this, like as the kids grow up, and have this be a regular part of our life. And I think that that would be very beneficial for Forrest and Fern to kind of learn that rhythm, because it is very countercultural. And I don't know. I just like, our bodies were made to rest. Like when you look at like anything, like our muscles need rest, our brains need rest, our body needs rest. And if when we don't have those things, other areas of life suffer. Like if you work more than 40 hours a week, your productivity goes down. If you don't get enough sleep, you get sick. If you don't get enough sleep, you are stressed out and you are anxious and you're lethargic and kind of just, I don't know, it seems, even in like the business world, this idea of white space. Juliet Funt, the CEO of White Space, talks about this a lot. Actually, that's like her whole thing. She comes into businesses and talks to them about the importance of having white space, which she defines as not a mindlessness, but more of a mindfulness where you're not doing anything. And kind of the idea behind that is it's the 80-20 rule, that 80% of your results come from 20% of your effort and time. But when you're doing things 100% of the time, you don't have that white space. You don't have that margin to have a breakthrough or to... And so she goes in and coaches like large companies and executives on this idea of white space, which is totally foreign to them. But even that gets back to the idea of our lives are designed in such a way that we need rest in order to experience peace and calm and fully enjoy things. Because if you're going at 100 miles an hour, it's real easy to miss the things that are important. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think now, like, you work from home, your entire job is held in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You're always connected.
Yeah.
How does that kind of play into... How does that How has that affected you mentally?
Well, I think that I know that I'm not ever going to be relaxed when I have my phone in my hand, even if I'm not working. I mean, like, maybe if I'm playing like one of my games or something, that's relaxing.
Plants versus Zombies.
And it's fun. Yes, I play Plants versus Zombies. Run. So kill me.
Do you still have like 15 zombie games?
No, I don't have them on my phone, but I could download them very easily. So I pretty much have come to the conclusion that even if I'm like just like chilling and not doing anything, if I'm on my phone, I'm not going to be relaxing. So I have tried to be more intentional with that and like putting away my phone and like leaving it in my room plugged in and then like not having it for as much as I can, which, you know, it isn't always a lot, but, and that's kind of the blessing and the curse of working from home, I guess. But that is like over Christmas, I didn't have my phone like at all the whole week. Like we were at, like when we were at Zach's house or his parents' house, Zach's house. I also live at Zach's house, but at his parents' house for Christmas. Okay. And then when we were visiting my parents for the whole week, well, not a week, it was like 5 days. But like normally, like I would probably be on my phone like at night when we're all hanging out watching a movie or something. Like I just would have my phone and be scrolling or working or both, you know. But I didn't, like, I left my phone in our room almost the entire week. And it was so nice. It was so nice. And just to, like, fully, like, I think I talked a couple of weeks ago about, like, just even not being on your phone when you're watching a movie or watching a show. You know, like, just being fully engaged in the stupid Netflix show that you're watching or the movie or whatever. That's, like, so foreign, I feel like, these days. Like you're always like you put on a show and then you whip out your phone and you start scrolling and you're just like numbing, like everything is just like numb, like you're not paying attention really anywhere. So I kind of, I don't know, that week with no phone. And I mean, I did some work on like my computer because I had to do a little bit, but just not having my phone was so nice and so refreshing. So I don't know. I think that's the main thing that like we want, or that I keep saying the main thing that we want from the Sabbath, but like a big thing that I need to focus on is that it's not so much like physical rest, which I mean, that's part of it, but it is mostly like mind rest. And I know that that won't happen when I'm on my phone. So I don't know. I think we do need to do like the no technology on Sundays, because I think that would even just take it to another level, because I know that even if I'm on my phone scrolling Instagram or whatever, it's not relaxing. It's just something to do. So I don't know. It's almost like I don't like admitting this. Like I don't like admitting that I know that it's not good to always have my phone, because I mean, I like being on my phone. I like doing stuff on my phone. It's entertaining and it's fun. But, and I feel like, Now that I admit it, which I mean, I've been admitting it for a while, but it's like, okay, now I have to actually do something different. So that's kind of why I did the thing over Christmas. And I mean, that's helped me a little bit to implement some better habits with phone use, even just when I'm like at home with my kids. So I don't know. It's tricky with the phones, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is tricky. I agree with you. I think that we need to implement a, because I think it's almost like a numbing technique, or it's a distraction from your kind of real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of nights I will lay in bed after I put Forrest to bed, and I know that we've got to clean and I know that there's things that I want to do, but I just want to like unwind, and I do it in the stupidest way by watching a bunch of YouTube videos or looking at memes. Actually, there's been some good memes.
I mean, I think that's like a form of entertainment. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, you're watching funny videos. I think you just get really sucked in.
No, I get sucked in. Here's the thing.
That's the bad part.
You get sucked in because the next video already plays. Like, it just goes. It just keeps going.
And then where's your stopping point?
And then an hour has gone by, and you're like, what in the world? And I think Apple recognizes that this is a problem. Like, it's a big problem. It's so mm-hmm. big that they put it in their operating system. They call it screen time, and they have you can monitor your screen time and see how much. Oh man, it's so bad.
It is.
It's so bad. Like, when you go in there, you're just like, oh my gosh. Because what was the stat? If you spend
2 hours a day on your phone, means at the end of 1 year, you will have wasted an entire month on your phone.
Which is ridiculous.
And 2 hours a day is, like, honestly
nothing.
Not that much.
It's
especially
nothing.
When you're, like, working, doing a lot of work on your phone, which, I mean, it's tricky to draw the line there because sometimes I am working, but sometimes I'm not. And it's like, so, okay, if I spend 4 hours a day on my phone, let's say two of those are working, like, only working, two of those are mindlessly doing whatever I want. That's a month of my life that I have spent distracted from my life. A month out of the year. That's mm-hmm. like so sad. That's so sad.
Which there's the Moment app, not Moment the camera, but Moment the other app that Apple kind of stole its idea for screen time from. But they basically created this app and it monitored everyone's screen time who had downloaded it. And you could set limits and see basically everything that the Apple screen time does now. And they did an average of everyone who was using the app, and the average time was 4.3 hours a day. So that's two.
Whoa.
And
that's 2 months.
That's 2 months
of the year.
Of the year that people spend on their phone. But, and then when you think about, like, well, most people aren't going to binge watch Netflix on their phone. Hannah and I used to. Because that was all that we had. Because
we didn't have Wi-Fi.
But
way back in the early newlywed days.
But most people are going to be spending a even more time than the 4.3 hours on their phone watching something or on their computer or things like that. And you just kind of look at that and it's like the instant communication and availability to the infinite content that is the internet, then it just kind of, it changes you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
And I think that it's also like with Forrest, I think that's really tricky too, because he gets to have a half an hour of like playing on the iPad a day. Okay. So he has this fun Rescue Bots game that he really likes. And he also has some learning games like the ABC Elmo game or whatever.
And the Cookie Monster one where he has to yell into it.
Oh my gosh, I
it's like,
hate that
why
game.
Did they design that for kids?
Yeah, they have to yell. What do they have to yell?
Quack.
Quack. Oh my, I hate it so much. I don't even know why I downloaded that. But so there's some learning games, but then like the Rescue Boss games are just for fun. But he loves playing them. You know, obviously it's a game. It's fun, super fun for a kid. But he has a 30-minute limit. Like that's all he can do a day. And he'll get that taken away sometimes. Like if he isn't listening or, you know, like there's consequences for it. But I think that it's really difficult. Like, I mean, not yet because I don't know that he's really caught on too much. But like if he sees us being on our phones and like he knows like what is on the iPad and what he's allowed to do on the iPad, you know, this super fun game. It's like, so we have a limit for him. Like, why don't we have a limit for ourselves, you know? Like, and not, I'm not talking about work stuff. I mean, just like, I don't know. I think that's just got to be difficult. I mean, obviously a kid doesn't know if you're on your phone. He doesn't know if you're working or if you're just scrolling, you know, he doesn't know the difference.
Well, and I don't even know a lot of times.
That's not even the point that I'm making right now.
Yeah, go on.
But he knows that he has this limit, but he also sees us on our phones, you know, throughout the day, randomly, whatever. We don't have any limits on that. So it's like, that's a little bit convicting too, because we're trying to teach them that like there is more to life than your iPad and your stupid games. But then at the same time, it's like, what are we teaching him by our actions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I am like, I know that we've talked about this and this bothers me a lot, but like how if I'm working or if I'm just doing whatever, like he doesn't know the difference, but I do, if I do have to do something, I will tell him like, hey, I'm just going to finish this thing up for work right now and then we'll go paint or whatever. And I'm always like intentional about that after we had that conversation a while ago, because there's no way for him to know if I'm like just texting somebody back or if I'm like just doing whatever, you know? So that has also made it a little easier to just not be on my phone, because I want to, I don't know, I want to tell him that like, yes, I'm doing work right now, so I'll be done in a minute or whatever, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And you're never doing work on your phone. So what's your excuse?
That's not true. At home, I do
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying. Like for me, like I could be working or I could not be working. But like when you're on your phone at home, you're not working. You're just scrolling or, you know, watching videos or whatever.
But I'm not home for at least 8 hours a day.
I know.
So it's different.
Okay. This seems like a conversation maybe we could have later.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know who brought this up.
I don't know. It just makes me a little bit frustrated, because how else am I like supposed to run my business? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, all this to say is that we are excited to start implementing Sabbath, and maybe next week we will do the no technology thing.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to.
Which Forrest really enjoyed this Sunday.
I know. And Saturday when we walked to the park and did a picnic, that was really, really fun. A lot funner than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. And on Sunday, Forrest and I went on a bike ride. Two bike rides. And he was just stoked out of his mind for it.
Next time you guys should go earlier in the day, and me and Fern will meet you at the park so we can all play.
Yeah.
And we can have a dinner picnic. That would be fun.
Yeah, there was no spots at the park, though, to, like, sit down.
That's like, what you bring a blanket and you sit on the
like,
ground.
No, it was, like, full. Well, yeah, we could sit on the ground, but it was, like, so many people. I've never seen that many people there. It was also, like, the warmest day of the year.
Wow. Jeez Louise. Oh, yeah. So that was probably not of the year, of
yes,
like the winter.
Literally of the year. It's
oh, I guess of 2019. It was weirdly, are you doing that meme?
Yeah.
I know. It was weirdly warm on Sunday. Also, I cannot believe how cold it is in the Midwest. If you're in the Midwest right now, I hope you're staying warm.
Yeah, negative 60 with wind chill in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's in northern Minnesota. From the majority of what I've heard, it's like negative 20, negative 40 with wind chill. But in northern Minnesota, which is basically Canada, there's supposed to be negative 50 to negative 60 with wind chill. Like, how do you even live? My question is, what do you do if you have children? Because you can't buckle them into the car seat when they have all their fluffy, warm stuff on. So what do? You bundle them up inside. Do you heat the car up for, like, I can't even fathom that. That would be so difficult. But anyways, if you're in the Midwest, I actually really am praying for you. And I hope that you guys all stay warm. And I'm praying for all the old people and the homeless people. Just like, I've been thinking about that all day. I don't know. I'm worried. And I know that some people have already died from freezing to death in Chicago. So stay safe out there and stay warm and make sure you keep your heater up, because if it loses heat, it's not going to come back. I read an article just in case California ever needs this, but
yeah, cause
keep your heat up a couple degrees above what you want it. Okay. Okay.
Well, you have no problem with that.
No, it's 73
degrees.
Okay. I'm going to go wax my legs now. Okay, I just, side note, I made my own wax. I'm doing the sugaring method, if you've ever heard of it. And if you've not, heard of it. I'm still doing that method. I'm really excited. I already like made it. It's like homemade. It's literally just sugar, water, lemon juice, and you like boil it on the stove until it turns a little bit brown, and then you wait till it cools, and then you know. I'm really excited. I'm also a little bit nervous, but I'm hoping that I can do this every 4 weeks instead of shaving my legs, because I just don't like it.
We'll see how it goes.
We will.
Do you have any recommendations?
I will say the Rover app for sure. Yeah.
Rover.
Because especially, I mean, if you don't have a dog or a cat, it's not going to matter. So obviously.
Well, they could watch. They could sign up.
True, you could sign up to be
make some money on the side.
Yeah, there. Someone told me that their sister-in-law or something does it on her off time and has like she makes enough to pay her mortgage or pay her rent or something like that. So I was like, dang, because you can take like multiple dogs at once if it's okay with like the dog's owners. So that you can either be a dog walk. I mean, you can sign up to do all of them, but like if you're someone who has a dog. You can like hire someone on Rover to come and walk your dog, or to just come and check in on your dog and feed them, or to take them to their house and watch them, or to house sit for you and like watching your pets. Obviously, it's so cool. And we met the girl who's going to be taking care of Charlie. And I was like, I was a little bit wary of it because like, okay, it's a stranger and they're taking care of a really cute dog who's like, I mean, a little bit crazy, but he's super cute. I'm like, what if they just want to steal him or something? But I feel really good about it because she wanted to like meet us ahead of time and meet Charlie. So she came over on Sunday or Saturday and she's really sweet. And I don't know. I'm excited. I think it's going to be really good. So anyways, all that to say, I recommend that. And I'll have to let you know if I recommend the like DIY sugaring wax. So pray for me.
I recommend a band called Era. They are so good. They have restored my faith in hardcore. I'm still waiting for As Cities Burn to release some new stuff. So in the meantime, almost all hope was lost. But Era released a new album, and it is good. I had mentioned, I think in the last episode, I'm not sure, I get everything mixed up, but I'm doing Project 333.
I thought you were doing the 100 Things Challenge.
Yeah, well, I am doing the 100 Things Challenge. Project 333 is part of that. So basically, but I'm altering it. So Project 333 is 33 items for 3 months.
Clothing.
Yeah, clothing. Courtney Carver has some kind of rules for it. I think her website is Be More With Less, or I'll link it in the show notes. But she has like rules like accessories don't count and gym clothes don't count and socks and underwear don't count. But I'm just counting all of my clothes except for socks and underwear and doing it for the entire year. And I thought that like, oh, this is a little extreme even for you, Zach. But guess what? There's not been a day where I'm like, I don't have something to wear. And I don't.
Are you going to not buy stuff?
I'm not buying anything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I buy something, it will be to replace something else that has worn out. I just bought a pair of shoes.
And shorts. Let's tell them about your 5 pairs of the same shorts you bought.
I can choose to be picky, and I am returning 4 of them.
I'm also going to, I mean, I'm not doing the Project 333, but I am going to do the capsule wardrobe thing for the rest of like, I mean, winter. I mean, it's not really wintery here, but the rest of like the winter and spring. So I'm kind of doing it with you. Well, it will be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that it's good. And back to the shorts. It just frustrates me beyond all measure that I cannot find the perfect pair of shorts. And I've found something that's like 90%. But I want shorts that I can run in, that I can hike in, that I can swim in, that look good casually, that are, yeah.
Comfortable.
That are comfortable, that I can climb in, that I can
ride my
bike in.
And that look good on you.
And that look good. And it's like, come on. Like, I would literally pay $100 for a pair of shorts that could be gym shorts, swim shorts, running shorts, look good normally. Yeah.
I think that I always thought that you had them in that one pair, the Patagonia ones, where you had the tan ones and you had the black ones.
Yeah, but the those were actually REI, and I... The button and zipper both broke. Not because I'm fat or anything like that, but...
I don't think anybody would ever accuse you of being fat, babe.
It's like, I'm just saying, it wasn't a lot of pressure. It's just poor quality control.
Well, I just need to tell this, like, story. He has been so frantically trying on these shorts, and, like, he told me, he said, what do you think about these shorts? And then I was like, oh, yeah, they're nice, whatever. I mean, they're just shorts, but okay, cool. And then he was, like, telling me all about them, and then he's like, I ordered 4 other pairs. And I was like, wait, what? Why? And he has all of his reasons, but, and every time a package would come in, he would, like, come home and then, like, take it to our room and try them on right away.
But I have to find the perfect pair.
I know. You're
if I'm
going to so
have
funny.
One pair of shorts, it has got to be perfect.
I hope that they're all returnable, because I don't know.
You know. Oh, they are.
5 pairs of the same shorts.
REI.
Okay. Well, great.
Well, anyways. So, yeah, I'm doing Project 33365.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Super fancy.
And also doing the 100 Things Challenge. And we're also beginning, we have begun Minimalist Home.
We've already talked like so much about that, I feel like.
Okay. So,
but
yeah.
Going off of the Minimalist Home, though, I do have one other recommendation. It's a book called, what's that book called that I got?
I don't know.
Oh, Remodelista.
Remodelista.
I don't like saying that, but it's a really good book. It's got like modern organizing tips where it's not just like get a plastic bin, you know, it's like good, nice looking, like organizing and like decorating tips, I guess. Not really decorating, but kind of.
It's like a kinfolk organization.
Oh,
magazine.
No, it's not. Take it back. No, it's not. It's okay. Way better done. It's way more attainable than everything in kinfolk. Like,
it's a mid-century modern classic.
They like a lot of the stuff that they have in there is stuff you can find at IKEA. It's not like, it's not, I mean, they,
yeah, it's not $118 for a coat rack, but
they did a good job with the photos. I think that's why you're saying that, like, it's, there's a lot, it's like mostly a photo book, and they have obviously words and stuff, but that's probably where you're getting that, like the kinfolk, because they styled it and it looks nice, but it's not like kinfolk. Please just get that out of your head. Everyone, get it out of your head. Anyways,
sorry.
It is a really good book. I like the organized. I have already like bookmarked a whole bunch of pages because it's like stuff that I want to do. Like there's this cool way of organizing your pot and pan lids, I guess, in the cupboard, and those are kind of just like in the back. And I don't know. Like this kind of stuff is. It really doesn't matter all that much to me, but now since we are minimizing and organizing and all that, it's like, okay, I like seeing these cool ways of organizing so that you can see the things and that so that you don't need to have all these extras and whatever. So I really like it, and I'm probably going to now have a use for all of the baskets I have. So
yes.
Because I do have a lot. I'm a basket fiend. I love baskets.
Well.
And I'm also excited to get new plants.
Yeah. Because we have killed all of our plants.
Except like
74 degree heater.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
That's probably what did them in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, we haven't been doing 75 degrees, 74 degrees for a while. Now it's 72 max.
Good.
My dad would be freaking out. Actually, I did tell him that, and he was like, what? And my mom's like, can I move in with you? Because they're like 65. Like 65 is like warm for my dad. Like he's wearing shorts when it's 65 in the house. And if it's 65 in our house, like it's so cold. I think it has something to do with our tall ceilings.
Yeah, the heat rises. But to be fair, the inside of our house is almost always 70, whether the heat is on or not. So
yeah, it doesn't always feel like that, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Moving on.
All right. If you have tips for us and you've been practicing Sabbath, please let us know. We have read through a lot of stuff, and I'll link some burps. Sorry.
Ew.
Excuse me.
I hate that.
I will not link burps.
Gross.
I will link some additional resources that at least I've found to be useful, and maybe that handout that we talked about. It was like a how to implement Sabbath for small groups. Bridgetown Church is going through a series right now on Sabbath, and it's really good. So until 2 weeks from now.
Until 2 weeks from now. Okay, bye.
Bye. Happy trails.